This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to one of our special bonus episodes. This is, of course, another ranking where we will be ranking the last series that we just watched, which is Rush Hour. It's only three movies. It's going to be a quick little episode. I'm your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And so we're going to be going over the three Rush Hour movies. Alex, I you know what? I don't feel like they're a waste, but the three movie rankings, they're good because they're like M&Ms, you know? You eat like two or three of them, it's a little snack. You know what I mean? So we got a little snack episode for you now. Of course, if you are watching on YouTube, please make sure you go ahead, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment. What's your ranking for the Rush Hour movies? I would say no one's going to have a certain one of these at number one. I feel like that's a safe bet. I think these rankings will all be pretty similar, but let us know what you think. And of course, we have the Action Movie Guys podcast. If you're listening on the go, you want to make sure Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, we're on all of them. Make sure that you're subscribed and you have your auto downloads turned on. That way you get the new episodes every week. All right, Alex, I'm going to let you go first. Of course, we're going to go 3-1, worst to best. I'm pretty sure I know your number three. I'm pretty sure you know my number three. So I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, look, let's just get right into it. My number three in the Rush Hour rankings is Rush Hour 3. I think it's one of the worst movies. I think it's worse than Beverly Hills Cop 3. And I don't know if you've seen Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Never.
Yes, this is worse than that one. The other one, yeah, that's a series we could tackle too, because there's three of them.
It's coming down the line.
There you go. It's coming down in a near future. But yeah.
2025, we'll get to
it. Yeah, so look, with that said, I think this is the worst one. I think they waited too long to continue this story. They should have just continued with the creator. If they changed the creator or the writers, they should have just hired them back, because this is not a good movie. But again, guys, all these reviews for these movies and podcasts, we'll put them in the link down below for you guys' amusement. But other than that, yeah, mine is number three.
Well, hey, you know what? Well said. Number three. That's my number three as well. You're right. I think they changed writers. And I didn't look at the writers for the other one, but it just didn't feel like the first two. Chris Tucker didn't feel like the first two. The writing didn't, their relationship didn't feel like the first two. And that's the problem. That's what, you come back for those, you know, those two characters doing stuff. Who wants to watch a movie where half the time they hate each other? That's no fun. Like, at least if they hate each other, there should have been better comedy. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to make it work. It was just kind of meh. So I don't hate it. I don't think it's like god awful, but I also think it's definitely the worst of these three. All right. So moving on to number two, for me, it's Rush Hour 2. So I think it's good. I really enjoy it. I just think it's not as good as, well, there's only three, so it's not as good as the first one. I like it. I think it's good. You know, I think it's funny. I do like the cast in the second one slightly better. I think they added some more flavor. You know, you have some good female characters, which the first one had, what's her name? The bomb expert girl, but she was really the only like woman in that whole movie, pretty much. This one has two strong female characters. You got Ricky Tan. Like, it's a good movie. It's fun. The chemistry was still good. So yeah, it's my number two.
Yeah, look, my number two is Rush Hour 1. I think this one, for me, the only reason why I picked this as number two, it felt like Expendables 1, right? Like, it's like an experimental to see where we're going with this. Is it going to be a successful movie or not? And it did. It blew up. And then they got more episodes, more movies down the line. But I liked, again, it's not that I hate this movie. It's not about this. It's just our rankings, which one we think it's better. That's right. And that's our opinion. I just think with this one, for me, the storyline for me did not work as well as the other. What I'm going to pick as my number one. I think this one's storyline was just a generic kidnapping, and then they put a two people that they don't know each other against, to help each other. So, yeah, with that, yeah, I go with Rush Hour 1.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. So, I mean, take it away with your number one then.
Yeah, my number one is Rush Hour 2. I think this one has the best storyline. I think it had the best cast. In terms of bad guys, I think Ricky Tang was way better than Jun Tao. I think it was the plot twist in Rush Hour 2 was more better than the first one. To me, it was just like, eh. And I think that even with the chick from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I liked her a lot. She was really good. And she's not better than the other guy, right, with the blonde hair. Like, to me, like you said it even in the podcast, like, they're even slate in terms of talent. across the two movies. But I just thought 2 was an overall movie. I thought it was a better movie for me in the entire franchise.
Fair enough. I think that's a, you know, 1 and 2 are flip-flopped in a lot of people's rankings from, like, people I know. I know 0 people. I'm still waiting to meet the person who loves 3 the best. But if I ask 10 people, I feel like 5 would say they like 1 better and 5 would say they like 2 better. So for me, I am one of the people who would say 1. Rush Hour 1 is my number 1. To me, it just has the most memorable things in the series. It has the best soundtrack out of 3. And I like soundtracks. You know, I think of stuff like this. I owned it. I played the crap out of it. But even within the movie, has a great soundtrack. It has the scene where they're playing War and they're singing along and then they're doing the gun thing on the sidewalk. Like, the most memorable moments and scenes for me when I think of Rush Hour are all from Part 1. So it's always been my favorite. I do like 2 a lot. I think it's a great follow-up. I think it did a good job as a sequel. But 1 is more memorable for me. I saw it when I was a kid in the theater. Loved it. I saw 2 in the theater also, and I loved it. So yeah, that's our rankings. Again, my rankings go number 1. Well, they're in order. Rush Hour, Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3. Alex is a little bit flipped. Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour, Rush Hour 3. So we both know which one's the worst. all right. So that is it. Now, our next ranking video, it's going to be in a few weeks. Obviously, these come out every few weeks. We'll be ranking the Mummy franchise, which we are currently in progress recording reviews for. So that's a 4-movie franchise. So at least, you know, our last couple, I feel like we're 3. This will be a good, nice change of pace. And then, of course, we'll be ranking our Mel Gibson movies that we're watching for this month. So of ranking, I love ranking stuff. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, keep an eye out for those videos coming up.
Yeah, of course. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast or subscribe to the channel. If you guys enjoy the videos, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells, so every time we drop reviews, you guys will get a notification on it. And of course, if we go live November 1st, 9 p.m., you guys get the notification for that. Also, with that said, he's your host,
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.